Criminal justice reform is one of the major issues facing state lawmakers on Beacon Hill this fall. It includes four separate bills on how solitary confinement is used. In Massachusetts, state prisoners can be isolated in solitary for up to 10 years. Someone with firsthand experience with solitary confinement is 76-year-old Bobby DeLillo.
They put you in a cell. All that's in the cell is a mattress, a blanket, a pillow, and the light went on only when they fed you one meal a day. It was the worst environment I'd ever been in.
Bobby DeLillo spent more than half his life in prison, mostly Walpole State Prison, for his conviction as an accomplice to murder during an attempted robbery. He was sent to solitary, also known as segregation, back in 1974, after prison officials said he took two prison workers hostage.
I went crazy in there, and I had gotten to the stage where if the door opened and a certain guard was there, I would have done everything within my physical capacities to kill him with my bare hands. The hate and rage is just unbelievable.
To learn more about solitary confinement, Bobby DeLillo joined us at our studio, along with former State Corrections Department Associate Commissioner David Haley. Dave, let me ask you, why would an inmate be put in solitary?
For different types of infractions. They might have assaulted other inmates. They might have assaulted a staff member. They might also have needed protective custody if there was a beef between that person and somebody else, if they were acting out. The goal of people in prisons who work in prisons is to go to work and come home safe at the end of the day. So we tried to run a safe and secure prison system. That included segregation. And I still believe that there is a place for segregation for inmates who will not carry themselves properly within the inmate population.
It was Dave Haley who sent Bobby DeLillo to segregation after that hostage incident. Their memories on that episode differ, as DeLillo denied any involvement in the hostage taking. The difference sparked this exchange as the two of them sat face to face with us.
So, Bobby, while you were in Walpole, did you take any pinches?
Yeah,
what's
legal.
A pinch?
Pinch is a disciplinary infraction.
Yeah. I had.
And you did board time?
Oh, yeah, I did the old school board time.
What's board time?
Segregation.
So do you think you were wrongly put in solitary confinement then at that time?
No. I went in for escape. I escaped three times.
That's right. Bobby DeLillo repeatedly escaped. His escape in 1993 led to a five-year stint in solitary in Walpole Prison, long after Dave Haley had left the department.
I have no problem with, you know, accepting the responsibility. What I do have a problem is with the treatment and the things that happen to me in there. The problem is you're keeping people in segregation too long. And you're putting people in segregation that don't belong there.
So there are, as I understand it, hundreds of people sitting in solitary confinement or segregation in Massachusetts right now. And given that, what advice do you have for state lawmakers considering how to regulate that or change the practices? Dave?
I think you have to run a safe and secure prison system with all those procedural safeguards. I think you need to have programs including mental health counseling for individuals who are in segregation. If you're not giving them the opportunity to partake in educational programs or drug and alcohol programs or counseling services, then you're doing that individual a disservice. And we've seen historically what happens is you open up the cell door, and the inmate doesn't walk out, the inmate comes flying out, and he or she wants to hurt whoever happens to be standing on the other side of that door, particularly if they've been in solitary and segregation for a long period of time.
So any Beacon Hill rewrite of solitary confinement rules needs to include these considerations.
I personally believe that's absolutely essential to have a balanced system. You don't want inmates coming out of the system the way they came in, better criminals.
So am I right in thinking that what you think state lawmakers should do is create a system where fewer people go into solitary confinement and those who are in there are in for less time, Bobby?
Absolutely. And you have psychiatric people who can sit down and talk with a guy. And you can tell where this guy's head is at. They need services. They need programs. We could take prisoners. The life is, and not all of them are capable of this. You take them and train them in carpentry, masonry, painting, and they in turn train other prisoners. give them a meaning and purpose in life.
DeLillo and Haley both agree that prisoners who are put in solitary need help that they may not be getting, but they also agree solitary is sometimes necessary. 40-plus years later, their conversation about their time together on opposite sides of the prison system was mostly cordial in our studio, but the scars of that time were still evident. Dave, you've been out of the prison business, so to speak, since 1979. Bobby, you've been out of prison since 2003. Do you guys still relive this all the time?
I'm pretty much out of it, although I do have nightmares sometimes. I wouldn't trade the experience for the world, but I wouldn't do it again if I had to do it all over again.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade my experience either for all the money in the world.
But you sure don't want to go back in, I assume.
Oh, I have no intentions of going back in. My habits in the past, I lasted on the street maybe 3 months. If it showed a sign of life, I put a pistol on it and robbed it. Where did that guy go?
And what's your answer?
He don't exist no more.
How'd you get rid of him?
I got rid of him by getting my college degree.
Former inmate Bobby DeLillo uses that college degree to volunteer as a prisoner advocate, researching legal cases for prisoners. He's co-author of a book titled The Factory, A Journey Through the Prison Industrial Complex. Dave Haley is now a senior business consultant for Isaacs & Miller, a Boston-based executive search firm. WBUR's Yasmin Amber produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.